What are your thoughts on the United Nations and our international system of problem solving? What insights do you have now about what is necessary to tackle complex global issues?
Okay, so my thoughts when it comes to UN problem solving is kind of mixed due to what I learned during our UN project about the Afghanistan humanitarian crisis. So the way of solving that is unclear right now because of how new of a problem it is. And so I don't really have a lot to say about that because it's kind of all over the place. And then to kind of get more specific with it, talking about MUN methods of problem solving, peacekeeping missions for one is definitely an interesting insight to see how the MUN uses that as a way to solve problems throughout the world. So that's definitely an interesting factor, especially because the name peacekeeping, when it doesn't always turn out that way, if that makes any sense.
If you were going to do this project again, what would you do differently? And how would this change and impact your learning of this project?
So I definitely let the research section of this project get on top of me a little bit at some points. It was kind of boring, as most research is, but I would definitely refine that in the future. Don't let it get on top of you because it's going to be something that you're going to need later on, and it's going to be a lifesaver as well. So I would keep on top of that.
What was the most challenging or difficult thing for you about this project?
I think the most challenging thing for me was not letting my own opinions about the problem get in the way of how my country would represent itself in MUN.
What was the most challenging, or how engaged were you during the actual exhibition?
I feel like I had a high level of engagement during the actual exhibition slash conference. I was passing notes with delegates. I was eager to ask questions and talk about countries' policies. I was up and talking to different representatives during moderate caucus and submitting amendments, resolutions, and looking through resolutions and signing things. And so I felt like my level of engagement was quite high during the actual conference itself.
As an AM block, we were successful in passing a resolution during conference. What do you think accounts for the success?
I think we were all very motivated. I saw all the countries and all the delegates. No one was ever just in their seats during unmoderated caucus or even moderated caucus. Everybody was very engaged and asking questions and passing notes and just really like getting stuff done. So like that level of engagement we had, I think was a big reason for us having the success of passing a resolution because everybody was a part of it.
What advice would you give to future students about this project?
Stick with it, you know? Like the research section's not the most fun thing you're ever gonna do, but it'll get you where you need to be and you'll have a fun time writing policy papers and resolutions and speeches. Even if it is stressful, it's gonna make it worth it when you're in conference.
All right, that's all.
Thank you.
Show me the clip.